freshman season. Can you hard to believe it's almost in the books for the first year of college? How do you think that first year has gone for you academically and athletically?
Well, that first thing you said, hard to believe, is definitely what's standing out right now. It feels like it flew by. But yeah, no, it was a great year for me, on the court and just in the classroom. Had a really good time, just kind of, you know, getting my feet under me. And then by the time I did that, it was just a great experience to be down here and working with the team and obviously Isaac and everybody else. It was a great year for sure.
No regrets at all going to Coe College. It's been, they've rolled out the red carpet for you, and it's been everything you imagined.
Oh, yeah, no, it's been great for sure. I'd say everything I imagined, but then a lot of different things I never even imagined. Like, a great, very unique experience.
Well, it sounds like it's been a great team atmosphere. I know, talking to Isaac, he's been there a couple of years, and it's a tight bunch, and everybody gets along with each other, and some great teammates, too.
No, yeah, I think that's something our coach prioritizes in recruiting, and it just really shows. It's a really great group it's 15 guys this year. It's all really close-knit, and really everybody clicks, so just having good relations on and off the court just helps with the team dynamic for sure.
How about on the court? Talk about that a little bit. Singles, doubles, a little bit of both for you this season?
Yeah, I was happy with how much he mixed it up. I got it's probably about 50-50 singles and doubles for me this season. I got a lot of matches in, and most of them were really good. I was happy. Definitely improved my level throughout the whole season. So, yeah, definitely a great year on court.
As far as your skills, I mean, I'm sure you felt like going from your high school senior to a freshman in college, you feel like you've got a lot better in some of your skills on the court.
Oh, yeah. I think it's even tough to compare the player I was to player I am now to the player I was finishing high school. Just when you get that atmosphere of 14 other competitive tennis players on the court pushing you every day, it's just crazy what that can do for your game, physically and mentally. It just toughens you up.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. It's, you know, practices against some of these guys are really tough. I mean, you're competing for you know, top spots, competing against each other, and that's just made you better, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. And I think even a better player and person is just a new dynamic to learn through, I should say. In high school, like, you get the opportunities to play against the people that push you, and they're always around, but here it's something else to have this many guys all recruited to be going for the same goal.
I know there's four seniors, I think, counted up. You've got, you know, Isaac will be a senior next year, you'll be a sophomore, and this team, out even after losing a senior bunch, probably get some recruits in. It should be a good one again coming up next year.
Oh, yeah. We've gotten some recruits for sure. I think a couple are already committed, and a lot more are considering it. So they did the visits, and we did that with the team, and I got to meet those guys. And it seems like even though we're losing those seniors, and that'll be tough, there are some great guys coming in to start kind of, like, the juniors like Isaac fill in the senior spot, and then the freshmen coming right in to do their job.
Any Nebraska guys, or are they being pretty much out-of-state guys that are some of the ones coming in next year?
I don't think there's anyone from Nebraska. I think the closest we get is Colorado that's coming in next year, but who knows, maybe in a couple years.
You've got the conference meet. I know that's the kind of the big one coming up here next week for three straight days. If you want to continue that season, you got to do well there, don't you?
Yeah, no, that'll be good. We're looking at, I think we're the 2 seed, and then I believe it's Central as the 3 seed, and they're a really solid team, and they're definitely going to look to push us. They're hungry, but I think we played them about a week ago, and that was a good outcome for us. So just looking to repeat that and then hopefully get on to Luther, which will always be a good time.
Kind of sounds like Luther. I think you guys talked about that the first time. I think talking to Isaac, he mentioned that too. Is Luther is kind of the, is that the rivalry team? Kind of a little rivalry with that team?
Oh, definitely. Just getting here, obviously, I haven't been a part of that rivalry for that long, but you hear all about it. And from what I gather, we've been the 1 and 2 seed in the conference tournament for the past, I don't even know how long. And so they're definitely the ones we're looking out for. Played them earlier this season, and it didn't quite go our way, but it was just a really good competitive match, so we know exactly what we're looking at coming. I mean, we have to look at Central first, of course, but mm-hmm. If we get to Luther, we know what we're looking at and know what we need to do to get it done.
Academically, I mean, going from high school to college classes, everything going pretty smooth there.
Yeah, it's an adjustment, but I wouldn't say it's a hard one. anyone that's been taking college classes will tell you, like, it's a different environment just taking normally about four classes in a semester and just a lot of time focused on those four classes as opposed to high school. But it's definitely, like, I mean, I personally really enjoy that, getting to really focus on more of my interests and just kind of, hone in on some more details and just get more time to really focus on what I'm enjoying.
Well, I'm sure it's been kind of nice, really, for both you and Isaac to kind of lean on each other. He knows somebody that, you know, from McCook coming back and a little bit, and it's good that, hey, you got down there. It's everybody else is kind of foreign to you, but you've got one guy that knows you pretty well, and that's been kind of nice.
Yeah, no, that helps, and then he can kind of give everyone an idea of who I am before I even got here, I think, so everyone, you know, kind of knows who I am, and through Isaac, like, we're hanging out, and the rest of the guys are there, so it just... it works out really well.
Finally, what's on the summer plans? Are you going to stay down there, or are you going to come home for a little bit this summer?
I'm looking at probably being home for most of the summer. Definitely looked at some options, but I think it's just going to be working back home for most of my time back.
I have a feeling if you come home, you'll probably... Coach Weimers will probably put you to work a little bit, I bet, this summer, won't he?
Oh, I'm sure he would love if I could get out there, and I would love it, too. It'll be fun to be back on the home courts.
Oh, I'm sure that he just loves coming back for his former students come back during that camp, and that's a big one for him, and I'm sure he's going to welcome you with open arms, that one, to come back and help out a little bit.
Oh, yeah, I'm counting on it, but no, I always love to help out with the group, and it's always fun to see the new players I don't even know yet, and then see the guys that I was on a team with just last year still improving and helping them out however I can.